has to come to terms with one's own mortality. You know, you can't really help people who are having problems with mortality if you've got problems of your own. So you have to begin to sort things out. And I thought I had sorted things out until I saw this excerpt from this book which said, as far as I remember, was that life is not the opposite of death. Death is the opposite of birth. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. And I thought that was the most profound words I've ever heard about that issue. And it really put me at peace. I felt this wonderful stillness of everything. You know, that's it. What else did I say? Life is eternal. So the opposite of life is not death, but life is eternal. There's no opposite. So what happens there is, I suppose, when he's in this, remains in a state of pure consciousness, stillness, silence. You know, what we're looking for now, we're searching for it, or we have been searching for it. Now we've come closer to it.